Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Three new restaurant and retail tenants are on their way to the Country Club Plaza. The Plaza announcing today that it would welcome Retail Concepts Perch and J.H. and Sons, as well as the restaurant Vertice Italian. Apparently, J.H. and Sons is an upscale men's retailer. Vertice Italian will take over the 616 Ward Parkway space once occupied by Parkway Social.
Would that make the something and Sons a haberdasher?
Well, one could consider that a haberdasher.
Always loved that term.
Haberdashery?
A haberdashery, that's correct. A haberdasher is someone who sells those items. My apologies.
I think it would be, unless haberdashery is exclusive to just ties and shoes.
No, it's clothing and accessories.
Yeah. Okay, then it would be
typically upscale.
It would be a haberdashery. Yeah. That is correct.
I want to own a haberdashery.
Well, you can buy J.H. and Sons, or you can go down to Peter's Clothiers.
Why don't we call it that anymore?
You want to sell purely men's clothing?
I know. I just want to call something haberdashery.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to my haberdashery. There's no clothing here.
Then it wouldn't be a haberdashery. It would just be an empty storefront.
Go open up a Della Cat Essen.
We need to bring back words like haberdashery. That's all I'm saying.
You want to try that word again?
I said it wrong on purpose.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is that what we're calling it now?
Delicatessen?
I know what a delicatessen is. Thank you.
Exercising in the outdoors is far more beneficial than working out in the city or at a gym.
Ooh, I believe it.
According to new research, getting active in green surroundings improves your mood, reduces stress,
yep,
and improves heart rate compared to exercising indoors or in urban areas. The study was published in the journal Psychology of Sport and Exercise. I believe Sam and Dana both subscribe, showed that 1 hour of brisk walking in a forest or on a beach or in a park reduces stress hormones, improves your mood, and makes exercise easier to enjoy.
It grounds you.
It's serenity is what it is.
It's absolutely serenity.
And you marked the other day, or remarked the other day, that you had detected a mild change in my mood/demeanor.
I did.
It is because Dum Dum Baby Lizzie and I go on anywhere between 30 minutes and 60 minutes of walks through the woods every single morning.
Yep.
Every morning.
It's incredible.
Not one day since I got that dog have we not gone on a long walk in the woods.
I do think that study is incredibly deceiving because it's comparing lifting weights in a gym to walking in the woods.
It just with your mood, though, Sam, I think it is more cathartic to be in nature.
Oh, of course.
And so what they're saying is they're not saying you're going to get thinner walking in the woods as opposed to running on a treadmill or, you know, lifting weights at the gym. What they're focusing on is your mood, your stress level, and your heart rate.
Okay. Now lift heavy things.
You've gotten, beg your pardon?
I said lift heavy things.
Yes. You've gotten very serious about your personal training avenue that you've...
It's become a passion of mine.
Good.
And I'm proud of you, and I'm happy for you.
But the idea that walking in the woods is going to be more beneficial than lifting some heavy stuff.
Well, you're not walking in the woods. You're walking on a sidewalk through the woods.
But I was just, I get it. The story is more about the mental aspect, the stress relief.
It's very important.
I find, honest to God, when Lizzie and I go on these walks every morning, I find serenity in the woods. I really do.
It's the noise. It's the surroundings. It's the rustling of the leaves. All
it's
your
her
body
chasing after squirrels
that.
And me screaming, no!
Does she heal on a leash at all?
Okay, we're working on that.
Yep.
But when, for whatever reason, and when I say she's a dum-dum baby, she's a dum-dum baby, all right? God forbid we see a squirrel.
Yep.
So a couple weekends ago, we went over to this park, like at 55th and Neiman, and Sarah and her dog showed up, and me and Lizzie showed up. And there's a lot of squirrels in this park on Neiman. And that was the roughest 30 minutes of my life.
I bet.
I mean, I felt, because she's strong as an ox. And I felt like it was like a constant workout.
Yeah, she's a hunter.
Trying to hold her back.
Let me go.
And here's the dumbest thing. When she sees a bird, she actually thinks she has a chance.
Yeah, I love it.
No, because you're not walking her.
You're going to end up with a torn rotator cuff by the end of the year, and I'm calling it right now.
Barb can make it like 10 to 15 feet up a tree chasing a squirrel.
By the way, I love the fact that your dog's name is Barb.
Also, I've started walking her without headphones.
Okay.
Listening to my surroundings.
Yes.
I thought that it would be the most boring thing in the world, but no, it's very nice. Now it's not, you know, in a forest because, well, there's no forest nearby. But, yeah.
Good for you.
Well, I mean, you live in the city.
Yeah.
But no, you can go to Loose Park.
No, I mean, I just walk around my neighborhood. There's a park nearby that I take her to, and we just walk around.
Okay.
It's a good time.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.